This year, 2024, our theme for the First Baptist Family is love your neighbor. Now that includes you. We believe when we live out the second greatest commandment, it helps us build meaningful connections with one another. It helps us be more of who God has called us to be as human beings and to join Him in what He is doing in all the world. The two simple commands, love God, love your neighbor. Let's do that 2024.
This morning, we're going to read a portion of our reverse text, the second half, Proverbs 2, 6 through 15. So if you'll find that in your bulletin, we're going to read this aloud together. This then is the text for today. For the Lord gives wisdom, from His mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice, and He preserves the way of His godly ones. Then you will discern righteousness and justice and equity and every good course. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will guard you. Understanding will watch over you to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who delight in doing evil and rejoice in the perversity of evil, whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. May God bless the reading of His word. Wisdom often functions as warning. As we come to Proverbs chapter 2 today, we have serious warning. The end of the text that we just read should cause us to think deeply about what we are and what we face. See, this warning is a warning that we in the United States tend to overlook at our own peril. In this country, we have had relative peace for a long time. We've had the benefit of the preeminent military protecting us. We also have these incredible moats, the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean, that keep most conflict far distant from our couches. Now, there have been attacks along the way, like 9/11, moments that remind us that we aren't invincible. But by and large, for many decades, we've been comfortable, peaceful. And in this hazy comfort, we relax and we let our guard down. See, we've lost our edge and we're losing the truth. As our reverse text this week ended, this world is not safe. That relative peace we've known has caused us to weaken because this country isn't safe. See, we can't be mistaken. This world hasn't been safe since Satan introduced Adam and Eve to temptation. There is an enemy on the loose. We've got a number of scriptures we're going to look at on the screens today. The first one is 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Pastor Aaron read it for us earlier. Hear it again. Be of sober spirit. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. On this side of eternity, an unseen enemy crouches in the shadows, waiting to pounce. Satan brings chaos and destruction everywhere that he can on this earth. You and I, we are not immune to the flaming arrows of hell. Satan works hard to make sure we know what pain feels like. I'll show you another scripture, Ephesians 6:11 and 12. So put on the full armor of God so that you'll be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. Note, those schemes have been present. And our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. You know, when we think about safety, we typically think about protecting ourselves like they do in the movies, against some guy that's wearing a bomb strapped to his chest. But Scripture says there is a greater battle that's happening, that's spiritual, that demons fight back with a vengeance that people don't know. See, one of the lies that this world tells us is that demons are sequestered to the realm of fable. They will tell you something like, they're no more, or they don't exist, or we're smarter than they were back then. I promise you, this kind of thinking ruins your life. This world is not safe. Hasn't been. There are battles raging as we speak and as we worship this morning. Satan prowls, demons scour. But those typically remain hidden. There's another weapon in Satan's arsenal that's visible. It's what we read this week. It's our reverse focus in Proverbs 2:12-15. Look with me in your scriptures at Proverbs 2:12 and following, because there is this seen way that Satan attacks. So 2:12, to deliver you from the way of evil, there are men who speak perverse things, that leave the paths of uprightness, who walk in darkness, who delight in doing evil, who rejoice in perversity. Their path is crooked. They're devious in their ways. There are people who delight in evil and mock your faith. Evil interactions happen all of the time. See, this is what Proverbs is warning us this week in chapter 2, is that evil is real, evil is present, and there are plenty of people in your life right now who speak perversely, who walk in darkness, who rejoice when bad things happen, who are crooked, who are devious, and given the opportunity, they will hurt you. This world is not safe. They will hurt you deeply. You know, people, they'll read Proverbs, and they'll say, well, that's 3,000 years ago. Like it has an expiration date or something. But the truth remains the same. Even in the relative peace of the United States of America, Proverbs warns you, this world is not safe. And there are plenty of people who are going to hurt you when given the chance. Neighbors give in to temptation all the time, letting their flesh run free. And most of the time, we just get in their way. Most of the time, it's not even about you when someone hurts you. I mean, sometimes it's targeted, but usually it isn't. It wasn't their goal in life to hurt you. You just got in the way when their flesh flashed its rage. Satan prowls, demons scour, neighbors clash. This world is not safe. You know, and there are some who are just depraved people who genuinely delight in the misfortune of others. But there's something else we have to reckon with this morning, with these devious ones on crooked paths. That as we look inward, the truth of the matter is, every single one of us have hurt other people. It's not just psychopaths who harm the people in their lives. We've done it. I'm reminded of Romans 7. We'll put that up on the screen too. Romans 7:18-20. I know nothing good dwells within me, in my flesh. For the willing is present in me, but the doing of the good is not. For the good I want to do, I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not want to do. But if I'm doing the very thing I do not want, I'm no longer the one doing it, but the sin which dwells in me. The Apostle Paul writes how so often we feel, I know the right thing to do and I don't do it. Or I know something is wrong and I still go after them. See, the crux here is that all of us have these fleshly tendencies. This is not above us. Right? We all fall into these same traps where we're detrimental to ourselves and we're detrimental to the people in our lives. We might not think of ourselves delighting in perversity, but we've hurt our mother. We have hurt our sister. We've hurt people close to us. In a moment of weakness, our flesh lashed out and attacked them, ripping apart their character when they didn't deserve it. We've made this world more dangerous. It's not just them making the world more dangerous. We have made it just as dangerous. Everyone has this potential to bring evil into your life. You and I do it as much as Satan or the demons or the neighbors bringing flaming arrows of evil into our lives. See, when we give in to temptation, we do the unthinkable. And so often, the struggles that we face are product of our own poor decision-making rather than anybody else. And so Proverbs warns. It warns of this pain surrounding us. Like we're walking through a battlefield. And if this world is as demented and dangerous as Scripture makes it seem, then what am I supposed to do? How can I live? How can I raise kids in an environment like this? Who can I trust? Who can I turn to as this world collapses around me? So we come to Proverbs chapter 2. This isn't just 3,000 years of warnings. There's a marked path clearly shown that leads you into safety. You know, you will hear foolish people say things like, Scripture is just full of thou shalt nots. Or Scripture is a book meant to suppress your pleasure. But it's all a lie. Every single command, every single word is there for your protection. There are flaming arrows of evil being fired at you from every direction. God isn't some mad disciplinarian taking it out on you. God is an all-knowing commander who will get you out of this collapsing world alive if you will only but listen to him. You see, the warning of Proverbs is you've got four foes you're fighting: Satan, demons, others, and your flesh. But before and after those warnings, God says there's protection available. And God is infinitely more powerful than any of those destructive forces of darkness. Look with me again at Proverbs 2, 6 through 8. The Lord will give you wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. Then note this, he is your shield. Those who walk in integrity, he's your shield. He guards the path of justice. He preserves the way of his godly ones. You go down to verse 12, he delivers you from this way of evil. It says,
anyone who draws in near to God, those that seek him, will find his protection on this way.
You know, if we think of life as this narrow path, we heard Jesus talk about a few weeks ago. And this narrow way is the wise way that's laid out all the way through the scriptures. That on this narrow path, the Trinity is with you. As if God goes before you as a scout to prepare the way. God is behind you to protect you against unseen attackers. Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit are your traveling companions, all seeing and all knowing as you walk on this narrow path. Satan still lingers, amassing his forces on the strategic topography of your life. Demons lying in wait, random people crashing into you. You're never going to be able to anticipate all the attacks that are coming, but the Spirit of God knows. Our God, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, he can see and know, anticipate every attack that is coming. Though you can't see, the Spirit of God can. And know this is certain, the demonic camouflage is too clever for you, but it is not too clever for Jesus Christ. The Trinity functions in this holy protection, a bodyguard, a companion, a scout, a shield, a guard, employing armies of angels to guard the way of righteousness set before you. You cannot navigate this world alone. The battlefield is riddled with mines and destruction, death at every turn. But you don't have to go through this life alone. See, I know you've tried. I've tried. We've tried. It's impossible. This enemy is too great for you. But this enemy is crushed between the thumb and index finger of God. And you can go with him. And it's the only way that leads to life. The other way leads to destruction. And so they go with us, each person of the Trinity. And at the same time, God sets his word in our hands. We know the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and we hold the Scriptures as a sort of sword that we carry with us. You know, when Satan attacked Jesus face to face at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, Jesus retorted with the Scripture, each time slashing Satan with sacred truth. That same word goes with you. That same Savior who has already defeated Satan invites you to walk with him. Will you? That same word that defeated Satan, you hold. Will you carry it? Will you come near to it? Will you search it out as treasure? Though evil rages and Satan prowls, the Word of God is our wisdom in how to deal with all of it. This is what we're primarily talking about in Proverbs. That this life we live is unbelievably difficult, but God goes with you. And he placed his Word in your hands so that you could know the way, and you could begin to align with truth and righteousness. He says, continue to turn through the pages of Proverbs. Continue to turn through the pages of the gospel. There is a right way to live this life. It's directly in line with the Word of God. Study them with everything that you have. Search them daily. And you will find the treasure of a perfect defense, the way to life and life abundantly. So why would we go any other way?
Why would you not walk side by side with Jesus? And he calls us this morning from all of our crooked paths, from all of our waywardness. Jesus says, come to me. There is only destruction on every other way. And as God has laid out his plan for you, he says, come in to me. Come in near to the Lord. Because when you get off this way, the way of Jesus Christ, you are exposed to the darkest evils. You are exposed to attacks that overwhelm life into despair. But there is another way in Christ. It's free of guilt and shielded from the worst this world can throw at you, because you have the Word and you walk with the Word. Will you go with Jesus this morning? When he called out to those first disciples and said, follow me, Scripture says immediately they got up. They left their lives behind and they followed him. May that be true of us this morning. Let us pray. Lord, show us your way. Open up our heart to who you are and what you're doing. Lord, would you come in and bandage our wounds? Pull the arrows out of our backs. Nurture us back to life. Lord, that we would live that life which you have in store for us. It's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.